Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And my partner pauses because I ask him to. While we ponder that which is here, for if we show my partner how we feel about certain things, it affects him, for he feels us. And how we feel about those in front of us is by now legendary. Dear ones, you're moving through a shift that was only a potential that now begins to be real. And with these things, we beg for circumspection, for patience. There were some who would say it would be better if you didn't tell the humans they were succeeding. But they would try harder if they were afraid. Let me ask you something, dear ones. For those of you who have children, beloved family, children who are learning the steps of life, would there ever come a time when you'd make them afraid so they'd do better? And the answer is no. And neither does the love of God. And it's not false congratulatory energy. It's congratulations for what you've accomplished, for you can see it all around you. But be circumspect. For these things happen so slowly, you will congratulate yourselves, and then there will be two steps backwards. And then one forward. And then three forward and one backwards. Expect the unexpected, and I will tell you why, because the old energy on this planet dies hard. And there will be those who will try to pull it backwards and try to elicit you in their endeavors. There will be those who are convinced that there should be race wars and ask for your help. Trot out all the old slogans and ask you to hate with them. And you won't. And they'll wonder what happened to the good old days. Watch for these things. There'll be those who are separatists. I'm proud of it. And they want to point their finger at everyone else and say they're not doing it right. Join us, because we wish to eliminate them. And you won't. And they'll be disappointed that it's not working anymore. What's going on where we could say these kinds of things are not going to work? But for a while, you may see them begin to. You may see them raise their head in a way that the news will report them, and it's dramatic, and you'll say, this is not the new age at all. This is the old age. Not understanding that the time will show what is real and what is not. And if you believe the paradigm that you're simply going to repeat the past, then where is your light? You'd be better not to have a light than to have that idea of old energy surviving. It can't. It won't. The catalyst for the shift has already passed the point of no return. And what that truly means is the old energy is going to try harder. Survival is what you're going to see. Old energy will do anything to continue. This particular message is entitled The Recalibration of Awareness. In a series of recalibration seminar lecture channels, hope I got that right, my partner, we are showing all things that are recalibrating, even light and dark. Gaia itself, human consciousness, awareness. So let us start at the beginning. How do you feel about God? How did you feel about God? How did your ancestors feel about God? There is an awareness shift about the intuitiveness of the Creator. In an old energy, humanity would show up knowing full well that there was something out there. Whether it was the Almighty, whether it was the Creator, whatever it was, they knew it. 80% of humanity right now believes in the afterlife. More than once, they're going to be here. They're going somewhere else. An acknowledgement of the soul. An acknowledgement that the Creator is there with them. They've come from something else. 80%. And the rest of humanity intellectualizes it. Sometimes they argue with it. But the overwhelming majority of humanity accepts it. It's intuitive. That is the way it has always been. It is the reason that the spiritual systems on the planet have billions involved. As soon as you have any awareness, you look for the Creator. But in the past, the awareness has been limited to knowledge there must be something. And in that modality, human beings then turn to others who seem to be more informed to ask them, what is it? This then has led humanity into a place where they trust others to tell them about spiritual things. This is shifting. Look at this metaphor for a moment. There's a channel that you wish to tune into on your radio. And your antennas are short. It comes and goes. You don't really hear a complete tune ever. You never hear the things in their entirety. You get snippets just to know there's something there. And so you are told that there are others on the planet whose antennas are longer, and you can trust them to tell you the whole picture. And that's changing. And so we'll call those antennas awareness. Awareness. And the awareness is of God. When the antennas get longer, you no longer have snippets of something you know is out there, and instead, you hear the whole song. And when you're hearing the whole song, it's difficult for you then to turn to another human being who wants to tell you the song is different than the one you're hearing. Awareness. It is starting to change the entire planet in certain ways, and they're not all spiritual. Even though the antennas are about awareness, it's awareness of many principles, not just perhaps who God might be, but the attributes of God. This awareness shift would even change an atheist who would never believe in God and has intellectualized it away, but still somehow feels different about the way things are working. So let me itemize for you some of the changes that are potentially in store for you. For For as awareness starts to shift on the planet, systems will shift. More than systems, the ways of doing things for the reasons you used to do them will shift. Awareness changes everything. If you can hear the song and you know what it says and you can sing the tune, you are complete. And it explains why there are those in the chairs who don't need a building and they don't need a leader and they don't need an organization. And although it's metaphoric, I tell you, dear ones, that all over the world you're singing the same tune. And you don't need anybody to tell you what it is. And the lyrics of the tune are beautiful. And they sing about the love of God and respect for humanity and about the potential of peace on earth. Let's speak about spiritual systems. What we have said in the past and what may very well be in store for you. There are many spiritual systems on the planets, but the one that we wish to speak of is the one right now which has approximately 1 billion followers. And we'll get to some of the others. For this is one we have spoken of before, and it's the one that's going to change the most. It's old. And it's led currently by that which you call the Pope. Now, if you want some information about what's going on in his church, find out how many are signing up to be priests and nuns. And you're going to find very few. Certain countries have sustained, certain have eliminated. The breed is dying. The leadership is losing their leaders. And it's been noticed. Now, here's what I would like to tell you, dear ones. This church is going to survive, as well it should. You should know that there is nothing coming that says that suddenly the earth is all going to be metaphysical and new age, and that is not going to happen. It doesn't have to happen. It shouldn't happen. For it doesn't respect the elders of those with different systems, who also have healings in their systems, who also have the love of God in their systems, and who are now seeing it adjust and correct. Blessed is the human being who finds God in their own way. Old souls will awaken to a truth that new souls will never have until they're old. And this explains the various levels of worship on this planet. Many human beings who do not have the advantage of all that you have in wisdom in this room will motivate towards systems that you feel are too simple or have that which is seen idolatry. And it's simply the beginning of understanding God. There is a place for all. So let us speak of the Catholic Church. I gave you a channeling years ago when John Paul was alive, the Pope that loved Mary, the Pope that had he survived another 10 years would have done what the next Pope will do. And that is bring women into the church in leadership. This Pope you have now won't be here long. Now, Spirit has no clock, so you can interpret that any way you want. The next Pope will be the one that has to change it, should he survive. And if he doesn't, it'll be the one after that. There is struggle within the church even right now. There is dissension within the church, for it knows it is not giving humanity what humanity wants. It is not what they call germane to the puzzle of life. And the answer will be to create a better balance with the feminine, and it'll work. And it will start by those allowing for there to be a higher echelon of women in the church to assist the priests, to do things in the services that women did not do before. It will then graduate to an equality with priesthood. But don't be surprised if it begins actually outside of the leadership, and instead it gives priests who are male now the ability to marry. And that will bring the feminine into the church in a way that will cause the other things I mentioned. And it will happen, and it has to happen, and if it does not, it will be the end of the Catholic Church. For humanity will not sustain a system which is out of balance with the love of God. Look for a softening of finger pointing. There will remain different systems for different cultures. For traditions and history is important to culture. So those in the Middle East who would follow the prophet will continue to. But with the increase of awareness will be the awareness of what the prophet really wanted all along. What he started was unity. What he's asked for is unity. What the angel in the cave told him was unity. He unified the tribes and gave them the God of Israel. And you're going to start seeing a softening of finger pointing from everyone. Eventually, an acknowledgement that says, you may not believe the way we believe, but we honor you and your God. And for that reason, we honor the masters that we follow, and we will love you accordingly. We don't have to agree to love. How would you like that? The earth is not going to turn in one direction and all think alike. It never will. Humans won't do that. There must be the variety. There must be the beauty of the cultural differences. That's what's going to happen to the systems. So that's the first thing. Watch for these changes, dear one. Things that don't work will be obvious, and they will either change or disappear in the systems that you call spiritual, and that follows right down to the Jews. And they know it. They know it. Blessed is the human being who finds God in any way they can, who sits comfortably in the place they feel is appropriate for their worship experience, whether it be alone in a chair meditating or in a building with statues. For God is in all of those places. Let us speak of government. We're not speaking of your government. We're speaking of government. The way it works. How it survives, how it has survived, how it campaigns, how it elects. It's going to change. And you've had just an inkling, an idea of how that change happens. With what you begin to see here, with what I reported years ago when I said, when everybody can talk to everybody, there can be no secrets. Up to this point on this planet, leadership and government has counted on one thing, that the people cannot talk to themselves. That they have to get their information through government. And in the past, they had to. Even mass media was not good enough. For it reported that which the government reported. Even in a free society, it tends to bias itself according to the economics of the time. When you can have human beings talk to each other all together, all over the planet, without leadership interference, it all changes. Democracies will change, and you're going to see more of them. The holdouts, those that you might have mentioned in the past, and I have given the words, and even the names of the countries, are doomed. They're doomed to be the same as they were, and they will change. Even North Korea. Give it time. Right now, the young man is under the control of his father's advisors. And when they're gone, you will see something, should he survive. Government. If your entire voting base has the ability to talk to itself without restriction and comes up with opinions by itself without restriction, it behooves you to listen, if you're a politician, to them. It will change what politicians do. It will change the way things work. Don't be surprised if someday the whole nation can vote all at once in a very unusual way. And the old systems that used to count on things which were horseback riders reporting in from place to place all goes away. Some of you know what I mean. Government will change. The systems around you of both dark and light will change. You're going to start seeing something, and so now we'll just let us change the subject, turn the page, and discuss. Careful, my partner. Conspiracy. You're starting to see integrity change. Awareness recalibrates integrity. And the human being who would sit there and take advantage of another human being in an old energy would never do it in a new energy. Because it's intuitive not to. In the past, government worked like this. In an ancient time, if you were stronger than the other one, you simply conquered them. It's an invitation to conquer. If you're weak, it's an invitation to be conquered. And no one even thought about it. The bigger that you could have your army, you then sent it out to conquer. Everybody does. But that's not how you think today. Any country that thinks this way will not survive. For you've discovered it's about putting things together instead of taking them apart. It's about doing hard things, such as putting the weak and the strong together in ways that make sense and have integrity. And so what happened to the businesses in this great land up to 30 years ago, when you started realizing some of them didn't have integrity? You eliminated them. And so we bring this up because there's more for you to know and some things that potentially can happen. What happened to the tobacco companies when you realized that on purpose they were addicting your children? Today, they still sell their products to less aware countries. And that will change. It already is. What did you do a few years ago when you realized that your bankers were not doing things in integrity? That they were actually selling you homes they knew you couldn't pay for later. Walking away, smiling, greedy, not thinking about the heartbreak that was to follow, that they knew was coming. Dear American, you are in a recession that is like when you prune a tree and you cut off the branches, and when it grows back, you got control, and they're going to be bigger than they were before, and they're going to be beautiful, and it's not going to have the greed factor. And if you don't like the way it grows back, you'll prune it again, I tell you. Because awareness is now in control of big money. It's right before your eyes what you're doing. Ah, there's something coming you should know about. I have said it two other times. You should hear it again. What else doesn't have integrity that has a great deal of money? Prepare for the crumbling of big pharma in America. It is starting now. And when the reports happen and the movie is created and other things in the works that we know of, and Americans wake up to the fact that you have an industry that keeps people sick for money, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it, and you won't tolerate it. Watch. What I say today is not fortune telling, dear ones. I am reporting the potentials of the human nature before me. The ones in the room, the old souls, all over the world. I'm reporting that awareness is starting to grab that which is inappropriate on this planet, that is old energy, and starting slowly to move it into a place you never thought it would go, and that your parents told you was impossible. And here you are living it. Here you are living it. There are those who wish to hang on to conspiracies. I will not name them, for I do not wish to embarrass any human being. I will just say to you, be circumspect. If you think there's a conspiracy afoot, one that requires hundreds, if not thousands, of human beings all to wink at each other and not talk, I want you to think about it. For there are no secrets today. Your government can't keep them. You can't keep them. The businesses can't keep them. There are those in business to expose them. You can't have major conspiracies when everybody's talking to everybody. Ah, one more. Brian, what about the Illuminati? Okay, I'll tell you. Everything you thought about the Illuminati is correct. It controlled all financial things. I'll tell you what I said yesterday, for you should hear this and make it clear. For someday this will present itself and be known. And you'll remember where you hear it first. It was based in Greece. And it started by controlling the most potent thing that it could, that would control the strings of commerce on the earth, shipping. Once they had control of shipping, what would follow then were financial markets, all the way up into insurance, stock markets, and banking. Look back in your lifetime, dear one. For the elders in the room, I ask you this. What was the stock market like? And you will say, well, it was incremental, except for one or two major shifts, which, by the way, were controlled. It was steadily up or down. It didn't vacillate in hundreds and hundreds of points. It never did. That's a controlled market. Now take a look at your stock market. Does it look controlled? It is not. It is freewheeling. It can go wherever it goes, and it often does, much to the surprise of those who are professionals at the stock market. And that ought to tell you something, dear one. The Illuminati is no longer in control. It lost in banking. It lost in tobacco. It's about to lose in pharma. Because awareness lets people know what is controlled and what is not. Because awareness will trump, and integrity will win. Now, I want to tell you something that you didn't expect. And I've reported this only one other time. What about all of the money they have? For there are trillions and trillions of euro. What are they going to do with it, and where is it? It's still here. They're waiting. They're waiting for something to happen they know is going to happen. For they see it coming as much as I do. And I would like to tell you something that they don't expect. With awareness comes generational shift. Those in charge of this money will not always be elders. The indigos eventually will have it. They are waiting to start something in Africa, the building of a new civilization, a continent that has nothing to unlearn but health once it's cured, once it's ready, a civilization that will even beat the economics of China. This is the prediction and always has been, and the Illuminati's money will fund it. Did I say the Illuminati would fund it? The Illuminati's money will fund it, and that is a difference, dear ones. The ones who inherit the positions in the Illuminati with different consciousness are still not going to be ones who have the good of everyone in their minds. What they will see instead is a way to make money, but a way that helps many. And they will be at the beginning of the foundation that builds the new Africa. The African states, eventually, that you will see, the one continent stronger than many others that will have one currency. Wow, Cryon, how long is that going to take? The humans in the room control that. And those like the humans in the room. When you leave this room, what are you going to do? Go home, report this, rub your hands together, and wait for it to happen? It won't. For the humans in the room and the old souls have got work to do, and I've told you this before. You've got work to do. There's an alliance you're going to have to create with one another and with someone else, and I'll tell you what it is, and it's the young people. The youth of this earth are changing it. Can you see it? Can you see it? And you're not going to sit around and watch them either, because they need you, old soul. It's time for you to ally with the indigo and the concepts of the youth. Do not think for a moment that their age does not. Say it again, partner, and say it right. Do not think for a moment that their age shows their wisdom. They're not commensurate with one another. They're not linear. They may be older souls than you are. Don't think that because they've got technology you don't understand that you can't be one with them. The new consciousness on the planet starts in two areas, the children and the old souls. You're going to have to get together. And it's time. Educators, listen. And you know who I'm speaking to. That's why you were born, dear. Do your work. Do it soon. There are others in alliance with you, I can tell you, who are ready to do the same, about the same age as you. And you will see this come together in a fashion you didn't expect. I know who's here. This is the message of the day. Awareness, recalibrating is going to change systems. Education, government, spiritual, financial. And those who would never be spiritual at all will still move with a new awareness, for they will be aware of something that they're not even aware of. A softer way of living. We close with this. A trite statement that we have given before, that many have said, some in jest, some in wisdom. And it says this: if women ran the world, they would never send their sons to be killed in the battlefield. And you'd laugh at that, how trite, how simple-minded. There have been women leaders who have put wars together. They had to. They've sent their sons in. So that's not really right, crying. It's more right than you think, dear one. And so now I will make the statement I have made over and over in these recalibrated channelings, and it is this: there'll come a time, if humans ran the world, and they will, and they do, they would never send their sons into the battlefield to be killed. Because awareness will change all of that, and you will see the wisdom of unification, of the settlement of issues, of putting things together instead of tearing them apart. A time when the armies will not be large and the weapons will not be powerful, for you won't need them to. Slowly, slower than you want, these things will happen if the old soul carries his light and looks at the masters of the planet and emulates them. And that's the truth. And that is your task for the day. You walk out different. Look at the problems that you've carried into this room with you, the ones you think are not solvable. And go out and solve them with wisdom from the love of God, from the masters who walk this planet, who are all back right now looking at you. They're on the crystalline grid. And they've actually changed that, which is Gaia. You all heard it. There'd come a time when the masters will come back to the earth, and there are many who are waiting for this. And it's already happened. They couldn't come back until the attitude and the alignment was right, and it is right. And this is what you feel in 2012. It's starting to happen. They're back. But they're not back as human beings. They're back as energy, recalibrating awareness of God. I wouldn't say these things unless they were true. Take these things and watch for them and remember where you heard them first. And when they start to occur in your news, and when you see the earth working in this fashion, dear one, maybe, just maybe, you'll know this is real. The channeling, the truth, the love. Be circumspect. There is no perfect timing. Humans will create this at their own pace. Do not be in fear with the things that might follow. For I say it yet again, the old energy will show itself in survival mode, and it won't be pretty. And you can stand tall and put your light on it, and it will shirk before you. And that is the truth of the day. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.